Our next speaker is Dominic Riccio. Dominic is a PhD psychologist. He's now the executive director of the International Center for the Study of Psychiatry and Psychology. This is the public interest group which Peter Bregan started some 30 years ago to serve as a place where psychiatrists and psychologists and others in the mental health system who wanted to work for justice and truth, to gather together, to learn from one another, and to take action to change the way the mental health system operates. Dominic practices psychoanalytic psychology in New York City on Park Avenue. Dominic Riccio.
That Park Avenue comment sounds really ostentatious. I'm really a poor boy from Brooklyn, so I actually feel uncomfortable on Park Avenue.
But the best is rewarded properly.
That's right. I was thinking about what to say tonight, and what I was thinking was that actually, in one sense, our government, influenced by corporate America, has declared war on its own people. It's very sad, because in one sense, when the president and the government declared war on Iraq, it had to, almost as a corollary, declare war on the human rights of the people of the United States. There was a need to control us in certain ways. There was a need to abrogate some of our rights. And there was a need to begin to investigate us, to have a way to screen all of us, especially our children. Whenever a country is in war, but perhaps the very nature of war requires that you suppress dissent. That's the history of the world. And in one sense, I think that's the kind of process that's going on in the United States right now. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying to me. And I think those of you, especially who have children or no children, it's particularly terrifying to the youth of America. In particular, the TMAP. For those of you who don't know what TMAP is and don't know what the Violence Initiative is, basically what it is it's a plan to destroy children. It's a form of eugenics. It's a form of genocide. Because the plan is to take children who might be at risk to do violence, say, in the Violence Initiative. And what the pharmaceutical companies and the government wants to do is drug those children with potent neuroleptic drugs to shut them down. Now, those of you who know the effects of neuroleptic drugs, basically what they do is they attack the part of the brain which makes us human, the part which enables us to love, to feel, to hate, to be angry, to be sad, to be sexual, the part that makes us creative, the part that helps us to enjoy life or be sad. That's the part of the brain that the neuroleptic drugs attack. When you attack that in a child, you're basically destroying or attacking the humanity of that child. And this is a very sad, terrifying thing. I think we are here this weekend to begin to think about how to react to this declaration of war, because it is a form of war. It is a form of genocide. And we need to think about this in a very serious way. We need to appreciate how damaging it is. By the way, this has already begun in Australia. In Australia, there already is a drug company-induced initiative in which they're drugging children because the brother or the cousin or the father of a child may have done some criminal or violent act. So the supposition goes like this. If your brother has a license and he was caught speeding, then you, when you come of age, are not allowed to get a license because your brother was speeding. That's the kind of brain damage logic from which these initiatives emerge. So you have to understand that we need to influence the government, we need to influence our legislators, we need to offset the greatest lobbying disbursement any corporation has ever made before. The pharmaceutical companies pay Congress and our government more money through the lobbyists than any other organizations in the world. And when you begin to understand the power of that money and the power of that propaganda, where a congressman only sees the pharmaceutical company's point of view, you begin to understand why these kinds of laws are passed. I mean, TMAP is particularly by the way, Bush's father is on the board of Eli Lilly, one of the major drug companies. And if you understand that this TMAP, this initiative to screen children and medicate them, was started in Texas, and now it's beginning to spread, you begin to understand how these things begin to work. And I think we at ICSPP have decided in the last 2 years to change the direction of our organization. Initially, we used to be an organization which basically was a supportive organization, a kind of neutral scientific organization, analyzing the studies and the facts and trying to disseminate those studies and facts to other professionals, to consumers, and so on and so forth. But now we've decided, and our organization had a groundswell of demand, that we change our organization to be an active, assertive organization. To that end, we've done several things. A, we've expanded our conferences not to just be a conference of our own members speaking to each other, preaching to the choir, but we've invited a lot of other professionals to begin to present at our yearly conferences. And I'm happy to report that our last conference, 70% of the people at the conference were non-ICSPP members. That means we're drawing new people. We're exposing them to our ideas, to our understanding of the science. We're beginning to get people to think about these issues in a different way, a way that's different than the kind of propaganda they got in their graduate careers. Because what happens is the power of the medical model is propounded all the way through the education of any psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, or any physician. They're in some ways brainwashed to think medical model. And so they have a difficulty thinking out of the box. So the second thing we've done at the urging of the board was to hire, wait a minute, what's your official title? We hired, I call him a lobbyist, but I have to be careful because he's not totally a lobbyist. I'll get sued, or the organization will get sued. He's a director of public and governmental relations. Our organization has actually hired a Washington, D.C. director of public and governmental relations, and his name is Michael Osterlund. And I'd like to ask Michael to come up briefly to take 2 minutes to tell you what he's trying to do and what we as an organization are trying to do to be activist and to be assertive in addressing this assault on our citizens of this country. Thank you. Michael.